120 Afternoons with Aaron here on KAIT Radio, online at myalbertlee.com. Of course, you can find us on that iHeartRadio app and also on your smart speaker as well. Wherever you're listening today, thank you so much for having us on. We're going to talk about the State Clay Target Tournament that wrapped up on June 25th. And one of Albert Lee's seniors, Cole Estes, he finished fifth place in state. And Cole joins us right now. Cole, a good afternoon, and thank you so much for the time.
Thank you for so much for having me.
So, Cole, you're officially graduated, correct?
Yep.
School is done. Summer is here. Going to ask you right off the bat, what do you got planned for the future?
I plan to go to Riverland to be a residential electrician.
Very nice. Very cool. Now, Cole, let's talk about clay target shooting. How long have you been doing this?
So unofficially, probably since I was around 12. And then I joined the Albert Lee Trap Team when we first got a team in probably 10th grade. So,
and who got you interested in this sport? Was it friends? Was it family?
My grandpa would throw clays to me way back when I was 12 starting. And then Jeff Lukowski brought trap to Albert Lee, and I joined the team in a heartbeat.
Very cool. Now, when it comes to the season itself, how often do you practice to prepare for these different events? I mean, how many times you're out there at the range shooting clay targets?
So before COVID, we'd have an 8-week season. I really don't practice any like off of that. So I just practice during our season. On a normal season before COVID, we'd have 8 weeks. The first 2 weeks were practice. And then each week you shoot 100 clays, and 50 of those would be practice, and 50 of those would go towards your league score.
Cole Estes with us here on KAIT Radio. You shot a 98 at the state tournament. Was that your highest score that you ever hit?
Yes. My season average would be 23.6 out of 25. And, yeah, that was the best round that I've ever had, that 98 out of 100.
So 23.6, doing the math, that's almost a clay and a half miss per time. So usually between 94 and 95. Is my math good there?
Yep.
Okay, right around there. Now, Cole, talk about the event itself. Not only did you get to a shoot in the afternoon back on June 25th in Prior Lake, let's talk about the team competition. Albert Lee advancing as a team for the first time in school history. Talk about your teammates and talk about the first portion of the state tournament you guys shot as a team on the morning of June 25th.
Yeah, so like you said, it was the first time that Albert Lee has gotten qualified to go to the state tournament. It's a big deal since we've only had a team for 3 years with two spring seasons. We went into it 37th place, and we came out 34th place in the state. The group of guys that shot with me, they're all really great shooters, and they will go far in life. Cody, Lucas, Alex, and Thomas, they all did great. Cody, Lucas, and Thomas are all going to be there next year, and hopefully they get there again to state. It was great, great tournament. A lot of great people. All their families came up, and not only did they stay for their team, the team shooting, and watch their kids, but all the family stayed and watched me and supported me during my individual, and it just meant a lot to me.
Cole, how'd you shoot for the team?
Not great. I think I shot like an 89.
Okay.
It was a rough morning for me, but I'm glad I pulled it together.
I'll say that's a pretty good comeback in the afternoon. So an 89 in the morning, 98 in the afternoon. Give me the keys to shooting that well. I mean, it's amazing that we have two state champions that both shot a perfect 100, which is mind-boggling to me. But talk about hitting 98 of 100. What was the keys to having such a better afternoon than the morning session?
Trap shooting to me and to most people, it's all a mental game almost. Once you get your basics down, it's all about just imagining that next clay just breaking. Take your time, get ready before you say pull and make sure everything's good. That's pretty much the main thing. A little bit of nerves in the morning for everyone till you get going, and just having everyone there supporting me really just created a scenario that I could shoot that well.
Cole Estes with us here on Kate Radio, and the focus must have been there. Is there such a thing as being in the zone in clay target shooting where you just felt the rhythm, you were just in that zone, that things just looked that clear? I mean, I'm trying to imagine only making two mistakes out of 100 clays. That's unreal.
Yeah, it's definitely, you get into that zone. The first 25 I shot, I missed one. And then the second 25 I shot, I missed the first clay. So I missed my 26th clay. And then after that, I didn't miss one. So I had to run a 74.
Wow.
And don't think about it. And you just kind of let your mind go blank and just only imagine that clay breaking and don't worry about the misses.
Now, Cole, besides clay target shooting, what else or what other activities were you involved in at Albert Lea High School?
I used to play soccer starting in Albert Lea High School, and then I've played golf ever since I started high school.
Now you're talking about two sports that need a lot of focus and patience. How's your golf game?
It's not great, to be honest with you.
Mine neither. So we're in the same boat there. Again, Cole Estes graduated from Albert Lea. Again, recapping, June 25th, the trap shooting team, or clay target shooting team, I should say, was at the estate tournament. They got 34th as a team. Cole got a fifth place. And Cole, you got a pretty nice plaque to bring home as well, correct?
Yep.
So congrats on just a great season. Mention your family before we let you go, your mom and dad, and if you have any siblings.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to say thanks for my mom, my dad, and Jeff Zoller for helping me through that. Blake, Hannah, my siblings, as well as Matt, Andy, and Jack. And I'd also like to say a huge thanks to all the coaches that has made this possible. Jeff Lukowski brought this sport into Albert Lea, and we couldn't have done it without all of those coaches. It takes a lot of people to run a trap team. So,
again, Cole Estes with us here on Kate Radio. Cole, thank you so much for the time. Again, congratulations on a phenomenal season to wrap up your senior year. Fifth place finish in state in an event that starts with over 10,000 kids compete in target shooting, trap shooting, each year in Minnesota, and Cole turned out to be the fifth best shooter in the state of Minnesota. Again, congrats, Cole. Have a great rest of your summer. Good luck in future endeavors, and thank you so much for the time.
Yep, thank you.